After breaking ground a year and a half ago, Seattle's Bullitt Center is nearing completion and tenants have begun to move into what is being billed as the greenest office building in the world. The grand opening is set for Monday, which is Earth Day. Correspondent Katie Campbell has been following the construction for more than a year, and she brings you this report.
Joe David is standing beneath a sprawling ceiling made entirely of 2x6 wooden beams lying on edge like rows of popsicle sticks. And it's all being held up by thick timber columns.
So the first thing you may have noticed is the wood ceilings and the heavy timber structure. It's pretty atypical, I think, of new construction.
David is giving a tour of the nearly complete Bullitt Center, a six-story structure at the edge of the Capitol Hill neighborhood in Seattle. It looks like the hull of a futuristic ship emerging at the intersection of two busy streets. And it's the most ambitious green commercial project ever attempted. What makes this building unique? Well, for starters, it's the first U.S. commercial building to use 100% sustainably harvested lumber. David works for the building developer Point 32. He explains what that means.
We can go back basically pallet by pallet and figure out what forest the wood was extracted from, where it was processed, and guarantee that harvesting practices, labor practices at all those locations meet the FSC, Forest Stewardship Council, standards.
The center was commissioned by the Bullitt Foundation. It's a Seattle-based charity that promotes environmental causes. And this new center was the foundation's response to the Living Building Challenge, the world's most rigorous standard in sustainable building. To be deemed a living building, it must generate all its own energy, harvest all its own water, and deal with all its own waste. Going to these lengths comes at a price. The $18.5 million center runs about $355 per square foot in construction costs. That's about $55 per square foot more than the typical commercial building. But the foundation president, Dennis Hayes, says it's worth it. After all, he expects the building to still be around in 250 years.
You want to build things that will endure, something that will become part of the quasi-permanent wealth of society. Not something that you put up and then rip down a few years later and haul off to the dump and build another one.
In addition to being built to last, the structure will be 80% more efficient than the average office building in downtown Seattle. It has to be super efficient in order to be powered by the sunlight that falls on the building's 575 rooftop solar panels. These panels extend beyond the building like the brim of a sombrero. They'll also collect rainwater and funnel it into a 56,000-gallon cistern in the basement. There, it will be filtered until it's clean enough to drink. And how will they manage all the human waste? With the world's only six-story composting toilet system. Unlike other green buildings, living buildings must prove themselves over a full year. That means each of the building's tenants will follow a strict water and energy budget.
I think that's a good start.
Robert Pena will be one of those tenants. He's a professor of architecture at the University of Washington and part of the integrated design lab that's moving into the center. Today, his team is arranging desks in the basement of the building, in a space that will be used as a classroom. Once their offices are set up, Pena's team will treat the building as a living laboratory, testing and monitoring every dimension of the structure. So what's life like in a living building?
Some of the things that we're really noticing about being in this space is it's so comfortable. Thermally, it's really lovely. The heating is all by warming the slabs with geothermally heated water. So there's just this evenness to the temperature in here that's quite pleasant.
Pena says many of the building's green aspects actually make it a quiet and comfortable place to work. There's no noisy ventilation system. Windows open silently when fresh air is needed. And he says the daylight from the tall windows is more appealing than the fluorescent lighting in most office buildings. So far, 80% of the Bullitt Center has been leased, and tenants will continue to move in over the next couple of months. Dennis Hayes, who coordinated the first Earth Day, says the success of the Bullitt Center won't be measured in the first year alone.
I would really like 20 years from now to have buildings that are better than this one, and for people to come to it and say, what was all the fuss about? It looks like all the other buildings.
If that's the way people regard the Bullitt Center a couple of decades from now, Hayes will consider it a spectacular success. I'm Katie Campbell in Seattle.